Hello, my name is Jennifer. We're calling from Opinion Research, and we are conducting a public opinion survey on Maryland politics. Are you registered voter in Maryland?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as a president?
Oh, I'm very pleased with having Joe Biden as our president. I'm not necessarily happy about the way things are going over in Israel right now. Things are disappoint me, but Joe Biden is the right guy for the time.
Okay, so just to clarify, we could say that you strongly approve Joe Biden or somewhat approve?
I strongly approve of Joe Biden, yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove the job Wes Moore is doing as governor?
Say again, please.
Sure. Do you approve or disapprove the job Wes Moore is doing as governor?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Yes, I strongly approve of what he's doing.
Thank you so much. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Donald Trump did as president?
I strongly disapprove of Donald Trump and everything that he stands for. And I'm registered in the Republican Party so I can vote against him.
Okay, I understand. Now the next one is, do you approve or disapprove of the job Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
Yes, I approve very much.
We could say that somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly approve of her.
Okay, let me write it down. Overall, will you say things in the country are moving in the right direction or moving in the wrong direction?
Yeah, we're moving in so many directions, but in general, I'm happy with the way that things are going with the country. I recognize that for a lot of people, that they feel like things aren't as great as they should be for them. I think that's going to change. I do approve of the direction that we're moving in.
Okay. Thank you so much. If the 2024 elections were held today, for whom will you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, and Donald Trump, the Republican?
I would vote for Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. And for whom will you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as independent?
Could you say that again?
Sure.
I'm a little hard of hearing.
No worries. For whom will you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as independent?
Oh, I would definitely vote for Joe Biden.
Okay.
I think Mr. Kennedy is a fine, upstanding fellow, but I'm not going to vote for him.
Okay, understood. And do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling the economy?
I approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
I strongly approve.
Okay, thank you so much. The next one is, if you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling immigration at our southern border?
That's a tough one because he's being blocked by the Republicans in the House. what he would like to do, I certainly approve of. What he's able to do is a totally different story, and it's a mystery to me as to why we can't do a better job of dealing with that problem.
In that case, then, will you said, for example, that you strongly approve, somewhat approve, or somewhat disapprove?
I see you want to rat hole me into a single spot here. And so I do approve of Joe Biden's efforts to deal with the problem. And I also share his frustration in trying to improve it. He's trying to do it the right way. And I think our Senate is trying to do it the right way. Not so much the House, the Republican House.
Okay, not a problem. Thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling foreign policy?
Say again, what policy that was?
Foreign policy.
Foreign policy?
Yes.
Yes, I absolutely approve 100% of his efforts in foreign policy. I know that he's frustrated with Prime Minister Netanyahu and the way that he is dealing with Gaza. It's very troubling to all of us. But I believe that Joe Biden is trying very hard to do the right thing there.
Okay, I understand. Now, the next one is due to a $3 billion budget deficit, transportation projects for roads, bridges, and mass transit are being cut in every county in the state. Will you support or oppose an increase in Maryland's sales taxes from 6% to 7% to fund transportation projects?
If you could explain all that to me one more time. I'm unfamiliar with what you're talking about.
Sure. Due to a $3 billion budget deficit, transportation projects for roads, bridges, and mass transit are being cut in every county in the state. Will you support or oppose an increase in Maryland's sales tax from 6% to 7% to fund transportation projects?
One more time, if you would. I'm not sure I understand the issue.
Okay. Due to a $3 billion budget deficit, the transportation project...
You say there's a $3 million deficit?
A $3 billion budget deficit for transportation projects for roads, bridges, and mass transit. Or all those projects are being cut in every county in this state. The question is if you will support or oppose an increase in Maryland's sales taxes from 6% to 7% to fund transportation projects.
Okay, if I understand what you're asking me, would I support a increase in the sales tax from 6% to 7% to support the roads and bridges and so forth? Is that what you're asking me?
That's correct.
Pardon?
Correct. Will you strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Yeah, I'd strongly support that.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, which of the following, in your opinion, should receive the higher priority regarding transportation funding in the state? The first one is maintaining and improving mass transit in Maryland, such as buses, light rail, and MARC trains. And the second one is maintaining and improving the roads and bridges in Maryland.
It's one or the other.
Yes, or if you think that both, then we can write both, or if you think that neither of them.
I think that we probably need to invest more into the mass transit, although both of those are important. But if I had to pick one or the other, it would be to go for the mass transit, investment in mass transit.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, currently in Maryland, it is only a misdemeanor to possess a stolen firearm. Do you agree or disagree that it should be a felony in Maryland to possess a stolen firearm?
Okay, one more time. Say that to me.
Sure. Currently in Maryland, it is only a misdemeanor to possess a stolen firearm. Do you agree or disagree that it should be a felony in Maryland to possess a stolen firearm?
To possess a stolen firearm?
A firearm.
Let me put you on my other ear. Maybe it'll work better. I try that one more time.
Okay. Well, currently in Maryland, it is only a misdemeanor to possess a stolen firearm. Do you agree or disagree that it should be a felony in Maryland to possess a stolen firearm?
I probably disagree. I'm not a fan for people having stolen firearms, but I can see where a person might inadvertently wind up with one, and I would hate to see them run and get cross-threaded with the law because they inadvertently wound up with one.
Okay. In that case, we could say that you somewhat disagree, or do you strongly disagree?
I somewhat disagree.
Thank you so much. The next one is, will you support or oppose a mandatory penalty of at least 10 years in prison for anyone convicted of selling drugs laced with fentanyl if the drug resulted in a death?
We're going to have to do this over. Let me see if I can get more volume out of my telephone. Just a second.
Okay.
Okay, I think I've got you all the way up.
Okay. Repeat it again. Will you support or oppose a mandatory penalty of at least 10 years in prison for anyone convicted of selling drugs laced with fentanyl if the drug resulted in a death?
I would not be in favor of that.
In that case, will you somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
I would somewhat oppose.
Thank you so much. The next one, do you think that you and your family pay too much in taxes, too little in taxes, or about the right amount in taxes?
I think about the right amount.
Okay, thank you so much. And now, the next one is that pregnancy resource centers are places that do not perform abortion, that instead offer assistance to people during their pregnancy and after the baby is born. Do you favor or oppose pregnancy resource centers?
Okay, if you could say that one more time so I'm sure I understand what I'm answering to.
Sure. The pregnancy resource centers are places that do not perform abortions, but instead offer assistance to people during their pregnancy and after the baby is born. Do you favor or oppose pregnancy resource centers?
I definitely favor them.
Somewhat favor or strongly favor?
Strongly favor.
Thank you so much. Under a new law, a juvenile 12 years old or younger who commits a handgun violation or violent assault cannot be arrested. Do you favor or oppose changing this so they can be arrested and held accountable?
Again, I don't think I get the whole...
Okay. Under a new law, a juvenile 12 years old or younger who commits a handgun violation or violent assault cannot be arrested. Do you favor or oppose changing this so they can be arrested and held accountable?
I don't think I favor that. I think I favor ensuring responsibility of the parent. Or parents, and I recognize that sometimes these are broken homes, and that becomes very complicated. So, I'm not in favor of making things harsher, but I am in favor of judges being able to make sensible judgments.
Okay, I understand. In that case, we can say that you somewhat oppose or strongly oppose.
Well, I somewhat oppose changing the law.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, do you favor or oppose using Maryland taxpayer dollars to to pay for free healthcare for people who enter this country illegally?
I absolutely support the idea of doing that. I'm in favor of it.
Okay, thank you so much. And may I also know how frequently do you play the Maryland lottery? Do you play it regularly, occasionally, only when the jackpot is big, or never?
Say the question again.
Sure. How frequently do you play the Maryland lottery? Do you play it regularly, occasionally, only when the jackpot is big, or never?
Never.
Okay, thank you so much. And how much of a problem do you think credit card debt is for Marylanders?
I have no information on that. I don't know.
Okay, not a problem. As a way to increase state revenue, do you support or oppose a plan authorizing the Maryland Lottery to develop internet-based lottery games that target and encourage individual ages from 25 to 45 years old to play?
I think I somewhat oppose the idea of making it easier for people to bet.
Okay, thank you so much. And should Maryland government be allowed to develop and operate a lottery gaming system that permits individuals to use credit cards or direct bank account access in order to play online lottery games, yes or no?
No, I would rather they didn't do that.
Thank you. Let me note that. Now, do you support or oppose Maryland teachers and school employees having the right to strike?
Did you say school employees having that right?
Yes, Maryland teachers and school employees having the right to strike. Do you support or oppose?
I think I support it, but it's a complex issue, and in a sense, they are local government employees, and I don't know what the, you know, what the rules are in that. I support the idea of teachers being able to have a union and being able to address the issues as a group. So, does that help any?
Just then to clarify, you in that case will somewhat support or strongly support?
What is it that I'm supporting or not?
The right for teachers and school employees to strike.
Oh, yeah, somewhat support, yeah.
Thank you so much. Now, do you think a mentally sound adult with an incurable terminal illness who only has 6 months or less to live should have the legal option of medical aid in dying to get prescription medication they may take to pass peacefully in their sleep, yes or no?
Is that even a question?
Yes. Let me repeat it. Do you think a mentally sound adult with an incurable terminal illness who only has 6 months or less to live should have the legal option of medical aid in dying and should have the option to get a prescription medication they may take to pass peacefully in their sleep, yes or no?
I think yes.
Okay.
It's just a yes or no thing, isn't it?
Yes. If you had an incurable terminal illness, still had a sound mind, had less than 6 months to live, and you meet the legal requirements, will you want the option of medical aid in dying, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, which of the following best describes your opinion on the issue of abortion? The first one is that abortion should be legal in all cases. Abortion should be legal in most cases. The next one is that abortion should be illegal in most cases. And the last one is that abortion should be illegal in all cases.
Are you saying legal or illegal?
The first two options is legal in all cases, legal in most cases, and the other two options is illegal in most cases or illegal in all cases.
I believe it should be legal in most cases.
Thank you so much. Now, a disability is a physical or mental impairment that significantly limits life activities. This includes conditions that affect a person's vision, movement, thinking, remembering, learning, communicating, hearing, or mental health. Do you consider yourself as having a disability, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Now, Maryland tipped workers currently earn just $3.63 an hour from their employer and get the rest of their wages in tips. Do you favor or oppose a legislative proposal that will raise the minimum wage for tipped workers to the full minimum wage of $15 an hour with tips on top?
And what was the first part of the question?
Sure. That currently in Maryland, tipped workers are earning
$3. What kind of workers?
Tipped workers is T-I-P-P-E-D.
Is that caseworkers?
No. It's for tipped workers.
Could you spell that for me? I don't understand what the term or is.
Sure. Is T as in Tom, I, P as in Paul, P as in Paul, E, V.
One more time.
Sure. T as in Tom, I, P as in Paul, P as in Paul, E, V as in David.
And say it one more time.
Sure. Tipped workers.
Tipped workers?
Yes.
I don't understand what that is.
Well, the most common example that I can give you is, let's say, for a waitress.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're talking about restaurant workers.
Mm-hmm. That would be like the best example, but in general, all those that are cataloged as tipped workers. Based on this, they are currently earning $3.63 an hour from their employer and get the rest of their wage in tips. So do you favor or oppose a legislative proposal that will raise the minimum wage for those tipped workers to the full minimum wage of $15 an hour with tips on top?
Okay, I'm going to say that I favor, but it's a complex issue because typically we leave a tip for those workers, and so in some ways we are supporting that. My understanding is that over in Europe they don't have the kind of tipping that we have here in the United States, mm-hmm. and they actually pay their workers. So yeah, I'd say let's pay them, and if we can do that. Then maybe we don't need to do as
In that case, we could say that you somewhat favor or strongly favor.
Let's say somewhat favor, depending upon how the.
Okay. Thank you so much.
How it's implemented.
Okay. Now the last few questions. These are just for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing their responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? Are you between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
You don't have an older group than that?
Well, if you're more than 65, then we could go on the 65 and
yeah,
older.
Yeah, I'm in that older group.
Okay, got it.
I'm in the geezer group.
Okay. With which party are you registered to vote? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent?
Well, I have been registered in both parties and most recently as an unaffiliated, although a week ago I registered in the Republican Party so I can vote against Mr. Trump. But I'm going to go back to the unaffiliated status. So if I think it would probably be most appropriate to put me there.
So in that case, you will be registered as Democrat?
I'm unaffiliated. Just call me unaffiliated, either party.
Okay. Now, may I know what is your race? Are you white, African-American, or older?
What was the third thing?
Oh, what is your race? Are you white, African-American, or older?
Say again the last one.
Your older.
Other?
If you're not white or African-American, are you or
it's
do you belong
white.
To
it's
a different?
White.
Okay.
It's white. Yeah.
Thank you. May I know what is your religious affiliation? Are you Protestant, Catholic, Jewish, you have another faith, or you're non-religious?
Question one more time.
What is your religious affiliation? Are you Protestant, Catholic, Jewish, you have another faith, or you're non-religious?
I'm Protestant.
Thank you so much. I'm
a fan of all of them.
Okay, that's great. Well, that was the end of the survey, actually. Thank you very much for taking the time to take the survey with me today. I highly appreciate it.
Well, thank you, and thanks for what you're doing.
You're more than welcome. It's a pleasure.
I know it's very important.
Okay, I understand. I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. And once again, thank you so much for your help. Bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
You're very welcome. Bye.